Our next two guests are here, Karin Soni and Geraldine Viswanathan, star in the TBS comedy Miracle Workers. The show's third season takes place on the Oregon Trail. Karin, Geraldine, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Hello.
Did either of you know about the Oregon Trail or play that game that everyone talks about that I never played called Oregon Trail?
We're both not from America originally, so...
See, I didn't grow up in America either, so I never knew it.
Yeah, I grew up in India, and so I didn't know what that was. And then everyone makes the same joke, which is they're like, are you going to die of dysentery? And I'm like, no.
Right! Jonathan, did you play this game?
I did. I believe it was a Commodore 64 game. It was kind of like it led you... you know, led you through the stages of traveling on the Oregon Trail, and you could make decisions and good things and bad things would happen to you. It's a simulation.
Simulation. Yeah. Geraldine, was that the same kind of conversation you had with people when you were like, I'm doing this?
Totally. I was like, Oregon Trail? Yeah, but it's just this game. And the exact same joke has been made. The dysentery.
Ongoing dysentery.
The connection that everyone makes.
It's good to be at a point in history where we laugh at that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank God we're out of that.
Oh, gosh.
So, okay, we have a couple games for you. Are you ready to play some games?
So ready.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. So our first game for you, it's called Hey There, Hot Stuff. And in this game, Jonathan and I will hit on things that are literally hot. Like, literally hot. And you just tell us what hot thing we are talking about.
Hmm. Okay.
Here we go. Karin, this first one is for you. To me, you're the perfect girl next door to Earth. I'd like to land my spacecraft on your hot, rusty surface. I can't tear my eyes away from your yellow clouds of sulfuric acid. But you're more than that. You've also got a great asteroid.
Gosh, is it like, I'm just going to guess, Venus.
There you go.
Geraldine, here's one for you. Is that a Higgs boson particle in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Either way, when your motor's running, you can reach temperatures of 9.9 trillion degrees. You're a ring of superconducting magnets, but you know what I think you're really made of? Boyfriend material.
Huh?
I thought mine was hard.
What?
In case you wanted to join an NPR show, you have done it. Okay. I don't even know how to hint this one. Jonathan, take it away.
So this is a place where they smash particles together. Mm. It's a physics.
Oh, of course.
You know what I'm talking about.
Particles.
This giant... We were looking for a particle accelerator.
I would have never gotten that.
Well, that's...
Thank God we didn't spend any more time on that.
This is a place where they... it's a giant ring, and there are these magnets, and they get particles up to very high speeds, and they smash them together and see what comes out and try to figure out what the universe is made of.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Keep smashing, guys.
Keep smashing.
Keep smashing.
Keep smashing that stuff. You'll get there.
That's what we say. We say that in all kinds of walks of life. Just keep smashing. You'll figure it out. All right, Karin, this one is not as hard.
Okay.
That I will admit, Geraldine, that was like, come on.
That was pretty hard.
That was hard. All right.
Yeah, okay. It's just unfair.
Okay. You and I have great chemistry, so your lab or mine? You look like you know how to handle an Erlenmeyer flask. Don't be shy. I love to see a naked flame.
A Bunsen burner?
That is correct.
Wow. Oh,
come on.
Well done. Well done. I know. Was it the Erlenmeyer flask? Was that the part that hooked you?
Mm-hmm.
It is it's my favorite flask, too.
Definitely one of the top 10 flasks.
I've always said that.
Yep.
Other than pocket. I think number one is pocket flask.
That's a good one, too.
And then...
All right, Geraldine, this is the last clue. It's for you.
All right.
You're a 50,000 degree bright flash of light on a rainy day. I know the odds are slim that you'd want to hit it, but you're as cute as Pikachu's tail, so why don't you Pokemon go home with me?
Lightning!
Lightning, that is correct!
Yes!
Thank God! I need to win so desperately.
Well done! See? That was great. That was great.